Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Tender Meeting Holiness Ministries. My name is Overseer Ken Simmons. We are located in Maryville, Indiana, 46410. Our worship hours is on Sundays at 10 a.m. and our Bible study is Tuesdays at 7 p.m. and you can see us on Facebook. Also, please check out our Twitter and our Instagram and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to hit the notification bell so you can get all the latest content that is on this channel. If you would like to donate or be a part of Tender Meeting Holiness Ministries, go to our website where you will see everything that we do there. You can reach us at tommminc.wixsite.com/tenofmeeting. And if you would like to email us or talk to us, email us at tommminc@yahoo.com. Now on back to our service. Welcome to Tender Meeting Holiness Ministries. My name is Overseer Ken Simmons. We are located in Maryville, Indiana, and today we're going to be in the book of Proverbs once again. We were in James 2 weeks ago. We were in John last week, but now we're going to get back to Proverbs, and we are in Proverbs 22, starting at the 11th verse. And we're going to jump right in, and it says, "He who loves purity of heart and whose speech is gracious will have the king as his friend." He who loves purity of heart, who loves purity of heart, and whose speech is gracious, will have the king as his friend. Your heart has to be pure. Your speech is gracious, which means you're humble. Right? And then it says, that's how you become, this is how you make friends. Being gracious, having a pure heart. And what does a pure heart have to do with it? Because when you meet people with a pure heart, you're going to have pure motives. You see? There won't be an agenda behind it. You just truly want to meet these people and be friends with them. Not to gain popularity or, you know, being friends with them for what they can do for you. Mm-hmm. You just genuinely want to know. You know? Too many people have agendas for meeting. Even in relationships, people will meet for business reasons, more or less than anything. You know, what can that person do for me and what can I do for them? What happened to just being together because you love them?
Right.
It still exists.
Right.
People just don't do it anymore. And then the ones who do it get chastised for it. You always have those friends that, you shouldn't be with him. He can't do nothing for you. He ain't got no job. He got too many I ain't gots. Walking around, I ain't got no job. I ain't got no money. I ain't got no car. Got too many I ain't gots. Right? And then we feed into that. And the same people that's telling you who you should and shouldn't be with ain't got nobody they self.
Nope.
Right?
Right.
Be careful of the company you keep. Because a lot of times the company that you keep is really keeping you.
Mm-hmm.
12, it says, "The eyes of the Lord keep watch over knowledge, but he overthrows the words of the traitor." Right? So, the eyes of the Lord keep watch over knowledge. So, if you have God in you, you know, the Holy Spirit will allow you to see different things in a different light. Mm-hmm. Which means you'll gain knowledge from good things and bad things. Because you learn what to do and what not to do. What works and what don't work, you know? Right. You get to pick apart things. This is wisdom. It says, but he overthrows the words of a traitor. And then people that's talking crazy, you're just able to look over that. Because you're smarter than that. You use wisdom. You can see through the mess. That's why God's wisdom was, this is why it's so important to have the Holy Spirit. Because when you have the Holy Spirit, you think on a different level.
Right.
Your level of thinking is beyond natural.
Yes.
Thirteen says, the sluggard says, which is lazy people. The lazy says, there is a lion outside. I shall be killed in the streets. What does this mean? Why is a lazy person, why does that matter if a lazy person says there's a lion outside? I shall be killed in the streets. That means he ain't going out nowhere. Mm-mm. And he come up with excuses on why he can't do nothing. There's a lion outside. No kidding. There's birds and squirrels and rabbits. It's all kind of stuff outside.
Oh,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get killed in the streets. Lion ain't studying you. If you don't go outside, get yourself a job.
Get a job.
You don't find something to do. Coming up with every excuse in the world why you can't do nothing. I can't go out there. There's a lion out there.
Wow.
I literally don't know. You going outside? No, it's cold out there.
That's it.
It's cold outside? Yeah. That's why you didn't shovel the snow? Yeah, it's cold.
Right.
Okay.
Well.
I mean, yeah, you're right, it is cold. Snow ain't gonna shovel itself, though.
That's it.
Oh, man. For real, just come up with any old excuse.
Wow.
All kind of excuses for everything. 14 says, the mouth of forbidden women is a deep pit.
Wow.
The mouth of forbidden women is a deep pit. Mm. Now, what's a deep pit got to do with a forbidden woman? Because this forbidden woman, which means this woman that you don't need to be messing around with, she just talking and you just getting drawn into this pit. And it's just going to sink you. Because she done pulled you into some mess.
Right.
You told me you wasn't married.
Mm-mm.
That was yesterday. The mouth of a forbidden woman is a deep pit. He with whom the Lord is angry will fall into. And you fall right on in because you listen to this person.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes both ways, men and women.
Oh, yeah.
You fall into these pits within these relationships with people you know you don't have no business with.
Right.
Gotta know when to say when. Gotta know when to walk away. You gotta know when I even started. Fifteen says, folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline drives it far from them. You'll see kids all the time just tearing up stuff, doing things. But until discipline happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just, oh, Because see, if kids are smart enough to tear up, they smart enough to know when they're not supposed to tear up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
And sometimes they need help. Showing them the way.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
So a lot of these kids now, they just growing up. I mean, you see them on TikTok and all these little short videos, and they just cursing out people.
Mm-hmm.
Little babies.
Oh, yeah.
And people just laughing and thinking it's so funny all the time. And it's horrible how these kids are growing up now with no discipline, no structure. And you expect them to be great when they get older.
Right.
But you're not teaching them nothing.
Yeah.
You're not putting nothing in them. They don't go to church. You don't go to church. You can't teach them nothing. You can't teach them nothing spiritual. And all they do is see you act the fool with your friends.
That's it.
So they gonna do what you do.
Uh-uh.
We gotta do better. As men and women, not only of God, just as a people. You don't have to be in Christ to teach your kids structure.
Right.
And granted, the structure should be spiritual as well as natural. But when are you going to start? Where's your starting point? And then when somebody say something to your child, you acting a fool. You don't want nobody to say nothing to them, but you want them to act right. But they're not acting right because you won't let nobody say nothing to them, and you ain't saying nothing to them. Sad. Sad state. And now these people, now these kids calling themselves they and them, and they don't even... When did we get to the point as human beings that we don't even like to be called women and men? Or boys and girls.
Man.
We got so bad with that, that they put that on applications now. Other.
Yeah.
What other are you besides a man or a woman? Or a boy or a girl? There is no other option.
It's only two options.
It's only two options.
Other.
It's so crazy.
Yes.
What happened that we allow this mess to go on? I don't identify as a gender.
What?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You was born male. You was born female.
Either one.
Now, you could call yourself whatever you want to. But God only made two people.
That's it.
Right. Two sexes.
He made two sexes. That was it.
That's it.
Everything else is an animal. Just call me they. Just call me them. You know they and them are demons?
Right.
It's in the Bible. It's called Legion.
Yeah.
It says, for we are many.
Right.
We just have to be better than that, you know?
Right.
What are we doing here? Right. Why are we doing this to ourselves?
Sad.
16 says, whoever oppresses the poor to increase his own wealth or gives to the rich will only come to poverty. Whoever oppresses the poor to increase his own wealth. So if you trying to get rich off of poor people, God say you just leading yourself straight to poverty.
Sad.
He says, or give to the rich. If you give into the rich all the time, and you poor yourself, you putting yourself in the poorhouse. That's just crazy.
Very.
A lot of these organizations, you see, they ask for money all the time. You might not even have it, but you just keep giving it to them. This scripture right here say you just making yourself poor. You give to the rich will only come to poverty. Isn't that something, how poor people will give to the rich, but poor people don't give to other poor people?
Right.
You don't see poor people giving to other poor people. You see poor people giving to the rich. And you see the rich giving to the rich. Mm-hmm. They give back and forth to each other.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, they do.
Okay. These are the things you see when you gain wisdom. You'll see this stuff more and more. 17 says, incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge. For it will be pleasant if you keep them with you, within you, and all of them are ready on your lips. Right? Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise. When you see wise people speaking about wisdom, listen. Uh-huh. Gain something from it. Even if it's cutting you.
Right.
Because it might be like tearing you up. Uh-huh. But heed the warnings. Learn from it.
Right.
You might be a little bit embarrassed at first, but learn from it. Mm-hmm. It's still the truth.
Right.
You might not like it, but it's still the truth.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Don't shun things that hurt you. Right. When it's about bettering yourself.
Right.
This is where I got an issue. And they talking about this. I need to fix this.
Right.
Then you ask the Lord to help you with it. But don't just get mad and ignore it. Oh, they always talking about people. Oh, they just talking about you today. They talking about you and they ain't even talking to you. Right?
Right.
Yeah. Hear the words of the wise. Then it say, apply your heart to my knowledge. Now, once you hear that word, and it makes sense, and you know it, dude, apply it. Right?
Right?
For it will be pleasant if you keep them within you. Because you will gain peace with yourself when you follow these things. When you see issues in your life and you know this is an issue in your life, fix it and gain peace from it. Life is a series of learning more about yourself. And the more you learn about yourself, the better person you can be towards other people.
Right.
And God will teach you this. This is how you gain relationship with God. Because the more you pray to God, God is going to show you more of yourself. And the more of yourself that you see, and the more you start fixing stuff as you get convicted about some of the things about yourself. And all you're doing is getting shaped and molded into the image and the likeness of God that He had intended for you to be in the first place.
Right.
You see? It says, keep them within you. If all of them are ready, on your lips. And then you can teach somebody else how you got through all of this stuff that you going through, that you went through. Right?
Right.
And then you become the wise person that you listen to.
people be calling you wise. You have a lot of good things to say because you've been through a lot and you learned a lot. Being wise is not about being smart. Being wise is learning from your mistakes.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
19. That your trust may be in the Lord. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I have made them known to you today, even to you. Have I not written for you 30 sayings of counsel and knowledge to make you know what is right and true, that you may give a true answer to those who sent you? Now we look at the scripture. It says, listen to the counsel. Learn from the knowledge. Because it says, I've been teaching all of these things. And remember, we're still talking. This is Solomon talking, right? And he's talking. And he's letting you know, I'm doing all of this stuff. I'm giving you this knowledge. I'm counseling you on these things, so you can know what's right and what's true. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Truth and righteousness. 22 says, do not rob the poor because he is poor, or crush the afflicted at the gate. For the Lord will plead their cause and rob of life those who rob them. God does not like people to rob other people.
That's right.
Especially when it's poor people being robbed of the little that they own, that they have.
Right.
Don't take the little that I got.
Mm-hmm.
I say that's not going to go well with you. And the last one we're going to read today is 24. It says, make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. Say, don't be friends with somebody you know got anger issues.
Right.
They angry all the time, and for some reason, you drawn to this person.
Yeah.
That's my friend. Your friend crazy. No, he just misunderstood.
No.
He crazy.
Right.
Make no friend. It says make no friendship.
Right.
With a man given to anger. Somebody that's always angry.
Mm-hmm.
They always got a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
They always out to prove something. Always thinking somebody talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
How you gonna be friends with somebody like that?
Yeah.
I like that coat, man. What you say? I say, I like the coat. You talking about me? What's wrong with my coat? I just told you I like the coat.
Mm-hmm.
They don't hear none of that.
Mm-mm.
Crazy.
It's gone.
Crazy.
Mm-mm.
These are people given to anger.
Yeah.
They want to be angry for no reason.
Nope.
Let them be. Leave them people alone. It says, nor go with a wrathful man. Somebody who always plotting revenge on people.
Okay.
You ever see them people that when something go down, they can't wait to get in it?
Mm-hmm.
They ain't got nothing to do with it. But they ready to jump in.
Right.
yeah, I heard my boy, he was talking to his girl, and she was going through some stuff. We about to go over there and pop the trunk.
What?
What? You don't even know his girl. But you ready to get into some stuff. Mm-hmm. And then he say, come on.
Okay.
No! You go sit down somewhere. Go out with him. Get roped into this mess. I say, God say, don't go with them. 25, it says, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare.
Right.
Now all y'all at the police station.
Stupid.
And you looking crazy because you sitting there with them. Mm-hmm. And he acting a fool. I ain't going back to jail. With his hands behind his back. And cuffs. He going to jail.
Going to jail. Going today.
Yeah.
Yeah, you going today.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
In cuffs. Mm-mm. Oh, you going to jail.
Oh yeah.
And you over there sitting there rethinking your day. Entangled yourself in a snare.
Right.
For no reason. Have better judgment in your life. Use discernment. Mm-hmm. Make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Repent of your sins.
Yes.
And be baptized in the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And get yourself together. Right?
Yes.
Right.
We do. Mm-hmm. This is we need to do this.
Right.
Be better to yourself. Show yourself some love.
Right.
By getting yourself in Christ. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Mm-hmm. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you today for these scriptures. We thank you for allowing us to grow in the scriptures. Father, we just thank you for the wisdom, knowledge, and the understanding of the revelation knowledge that we get from these scriptures. And Father, we thank you for allowing your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us. And now we have a chance at everlasting life. And Father, we thank you and we praise your name. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray and say amen. Stay blessed and faithful.
Hi, thanks for watching Tent of Meeting Holiness Ministries. For more of God's Word, please subscribe to this channel.
Don't forget to hit the like button and the notification bell so you can get all the latest content that is on this channel.
Thanks again for coming.
And as always, stay blessed and faithful.